It's Friday, May 24th, 2024, and here is the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A car versus semi-crash killed a driver near Clear Lake on Wednesday. No amount of alcohol is a safe amount, says new medical research. Rice Lake Chamber's Memorial Day 5K supports the Lakeshore Drive veterans' banners, and don that life jacket if heading out on the water this holiday weekend. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A driver was killed in a car versus semi-crash that closed a section of Highway 63 overnight. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said the crash happened just before 5 p.m. Wednesday when a car carrying three people was driving west on 60th Avenue north of Clear Lake. The car failed to stop at the intersection of Highway 63 and it was struck by a northbound semi-tanker carrying diesel and gasoline. The driver of the car was airlifted and later died at the hospital. One passenger was in critical condition and the other passenger was in stable condition, authorities said. The semi-driver was not seriously injured. Highway 63 was closed briefly while firefighters contained a small leak and crews drained fuel from the overturned tanker. At this time, no names have been released and the crash was being investigated by the Polk County Sheriff's Office and Wisconsin State Patrol. As we head into Memorial Day weekend, you may want to consider new research on alcohol consumption. New research shows the safest amount of alcohol is none, with consumption tied to various cancers. Dr. Noel Loconte is an oncologist and associate professor of medicine at UW-Madison, and she acknowledges the role alcohol plays in Wisconsin culture.
I grew up in Manitowoc. I am very much from Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin with my whole heart, and I hope that me trying to shine a light on alcohol consumption patterns here is not viewed as me being critical of Wisconsin. I am Wisconsin, and I believe deeply we can do better.
Loconte's advice is don't start drinking if you don't do it now, and if you are drinking and you want to cut down, talk to your doctor first. Despite a slight decrease in the projected surplus, Wisconsin's fiscal footing appears sound. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau projects the state will end the 2023-25 biennium with more than $3.1 billion in surplus. That's down slightly from the $3.25 billion from January revenue estimates. Fiscal Bureau Director Bob Lang told WisPolitics the numbers are, quote, tracking well compared to the agency's estimate and that LFB is comfortable on where they are. State tax collections through the month of April are up 0.9% over the year before, slightly ahead of the 0.4% growth that Fiscal Bureau had projected for the current year. The latest Department of Revenue numbers show income and sales tax collections are up compared to the same period a year earlier, accounting for $13.1 billion of the $16 billion the state took in between July 1st and April 30th. Take a stroll for a good cause this Memorial Day Monday morning. AJ Hockery with the story.
The Rice Lake Chamber of Commerce is holding its second annual In Remembrance 5K Run Walk on Memorial Day Monday. The event begins at 8 a.m. Monday morning in Rice Lake's Veterans Memorial Park. Chamber Executive Director Jody Greiner talks about where participants can expect the route to take them.
The route kind of goes down Lakeshore Drive and around the fairgrounds and back up Wilson Avenue all the way around by AirTech Sports and around there and back and ends at Veterans Memorial Park. It's pretty darn close to 3.1 miles as we could get.
The cost to register is $35 each for adults, $25 for kids ages 6 through 12, and kids 5 and under are free. Funds raised will stay local and help support the service member banners hanging on Veterans Lakeshore Drive in Rice Lake. Those who'd like to register or find out more information can call the Rice Lake Chamber at 715-234-2126 or visit ricelakechamber.org. I'm AJ Hockery.
The Department of Natural Resources is reminding people to be safe on the water this Memorial Day weekend. Raymond Newport tells us more.
Wardens say there were 30 boating fatalities last year and two already this early into the season. All but one of those fatalities involved someone not wearing their life jacket, which is the easiest way to save your life on the water. Whoever is driving the boat is reminded to stay sober because drunk boating is another leading contributor to serious incidents. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.